Got 9-11 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Hey. Yeah, good deal. We're going to have another warm day today.
I love it.
We're glad that those storms stayed away here last night, but man, last Thursday, that got really interesting really fast.
It was insane. Yeah, I was over in Tyro and just watching it. I was just, wow.
Yeah.
So, but it was good. I actually had that on my announcement.
Hey.
Just to remind everybody that it's that time of year, so make sure you know where the shelters are. So I know the city posted it on their Facebook page. I think we did too.
Yep.
And you guys have it. So yeah, it's just that time of year. We just need to make sure we know where we're going
yeah.
and where everything's at.
And there have been a few changes on that. So yeah, we do have the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 total
yes.
for
yes.
Coffeyville.
So the hospital I know is one that is not on
yes.
there anymore. And but yeah, several places still in, that time of year.
That's
but
right.
that also means spring's coming and
that's
warm.
Good.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to all that. And I'm already ready to start planting, but I know I can't yet. But I want to start getting the flowers
hey,
and everything.
They got them in the stores already.
Yeah,
so I don't know if
yeah.
it's a little premature, but they're working on it.
It's good. It's good. Well, that also means this time of year, it means Easter's almost here too.
Mm-hmm.
So last call to share information. If your organization's having an Easter egg hunt or any kind of activity, send it to us. We are getting ready to e-blast that out to everybody and post it on our Facebook page today. So be looking for that, and I'll talk more about that here in just a minute. So I'm excited about a couple different programs that are up for the community to improve character, aesthetics, and even property values. So one is the Paint the Town program. Have they talked about that?
It's been a while, you know, since we, obviously when it was at first initially announced, but
yeah.
it's been a while since we have talked
yeah.
about that.
So it's good. It's with the city of Coffeyville. You can go to the website or to the housing department. They've got the application. You have to meet certain income guidelines and some other, you know, parameters, but basically just a way to, hey, let's get your house painted all up and get it all beautified again. So anyway, that's a Paint the Town program. It's a grant with the city of Coffeyville. So spring, good time to go ahead and get it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the chamber is offering a storefront improvement program, and that's going to help improve curb appeal and more. So you can find the application and details on our website or call me, but that's just to help, let's say, you need awnings or a new door, a sign, whatever, anything that's going to help improve your business for, you know, outwardly for the community. So two good programs. All right, save the date for a golf tournament that's happening on May 4th at Hillcrest Golf Course. It is with the Phil Kinley High School Golden Tornado Football Program. And so I know they're looking for whole sponsors right now. So if you could help them out and sponsor one of those. You'll get some advertising for that. But, of course, it is a fundraiser for the football program. So May 4th, save the date. It is also that time of year. Like you said, everything's just going so fast. I can't believe we're already talking about seniors and graduation. But it's that time where the Coffeyville Kiwanis is looking for community support to recognize their seniors at Phil Kinley High School. Each year, what the club does is they coordinate efforts to provide yard signs and plaques to all the Phil Kinley graduates. And so if you're interested in sponsoring a senior, you can contact Jana Kassler. If almost everybody in town knows Jana. So you can contact her or call me. I've got a list of all the Kiwanis members, and I can give you up that information. But just call them and let them know that you want to sponsor. If you have a specific senior in mind, let them know the name if they don't already have them booked. Otherwise, they'll just, you know, add your name to the list. And, I can't believe we're already talking about graduation.
I know.
So, Coffeyville Kiwanis. The Coffeyville Rotary Club is hosting a baby shower to support Midwest Pregnancy Care Center. So, on March 26th, so coming up, it's a Tuesday, you can drop off your donations at the Midwest Pregnancy Center from 5 to 7 p.m. Or you can contact a Rotary member and they'll get with you. And so anything you can imagine from, you know, 0 to, I think the ages go even higher, but 0 to 2 for sure, anything that can help out. So that is a baby shower. Spring is here at the Optic Shop, and they have new frames in very bold, fun colors. Glasses these days, they have everything you can imagine, you know. So, and they are also taking UHC Spectra insurance now. So, if you're wanting to get some new frames, stop in the Optic Shop. Another place that I know has got all kinds of new stuff is Nichols. If you haven't been in there lately, their shelves are overflowing. They got huge truckloads that came in of all kinds of items. And so, and of course, I know that about once a month they have some item on sale that you can pre-order. So right now it's strawberries.
Strawberries, yeah. Yes. I was in there yesterday. They got a lot of good stuff.
And their produce is always so good. So if you haven't stopped in Nichols, great place to stop in.
And their plants are on the way. You know, they do all those plants.
Oh, that's right.
So that's going to be coming soon.
I know. That whole area, they just make it look beautiful downtown. Mm-hmm. I love it. So, yeah, plant season, produce season. Farmer's Market, I haven't heard the exact date, but I know that'll start, I think, in May. So be looking for that to get produce as well. So now we have some good news. You guys maybe already announced this, but the Kansas Transportation Secretary announced that they have an addition of 17 highway projects that they're going to be doing, and it's a $932 million investment. That's because highways, roads, is probably one of the most expensive things. You can build a whole new neighborhood for less than it takes on a road. It's crazy. But I'm excited because several of them are in Southeast Kansas, right up our corridor here. So be looking for that. Yes, it's going to delay some things, but in the long run, we need it, especially with now the Bartlett plant and some other expansions happening. Lots of trucks coming through here, so we definitely need that construction. I was at City Commission last night talking about, speaking of construction, the right down by the trucks. And yes, I know it's a pain, but I encourage you to take the extra 3 minutes to go around and still make sure you go and visit those businesses. For example, J&D Meat Market, great place, speaking of meat and vegetables and all kinds of goodies there, but it literally just takes a few blocks around and then you're there. So it's not that much out of the way. And they did fix, there was some kind of big, not a pothole, but something that I know a lot of cars were getting caught on. Mm. They've got it fixed.
Okay.
It's a temporary fix, but they're going to work on trying to get something more permanent. But that will be a 6-week project tentatively. I know that they're really putting some pressure on KDOT to stay on time, because that's always the hardest thing is like, so anyway, it's just a few blocks out of your way, but just take the time and make sure that you're watching for that. So, okay, job of the week. Sunflower Soda Shop is looking for daytime help from 8 to 3. Really awesome place. Great environment to work in. I know all the ladies there are really good to work with. But there's that one and several other part-time jobs. So I just put it on our Facebook page. If you've got a student or yourself, a second job, anything, there's just so many employers right now looking for part-time help. So great opportunity to pick up, you know, some extra cash. So CoffeeVilleChamber.com, and then just go to our job board and look it up. Okay, I've got some events I want to share that I'm excited about. So bingo night is today's Wednesday. Yes, tomorrow night at Cedar Bluff Camp. So I'm going. I'm so excited. Bring in the little one. He's like, I think I can do several pieces.
Oh,
I'm
I
like,
don't know. I can barely do one.
I know. That's what I told him. I was like, honey, just start with one. So that's coming up. And then this Sunday, this is a new one. It's called the Cutting Out Crones First Annual Fundraising Event. So Mario Shobi owns First Impressions Barbershop just down here. And they're doing a Cutting for the Cause. It's all donations, and a portion of it will go towards Crohn's research, the Crohn's Disease Foundation, and a portion of it's going to go to his daughter. She's 9 years old and recently was diagnosed with Crohn's disease and cirrhosis of the liver. So some of the funds will go to help support the medical cost and happening with that. But bringing in barbers from Tulsa and Bartlesville, and even my daughter is going to be there. She's been going to barber school, so she's excited to be able to go as well. But this Sunday, let me double check times, 12 noon to 4 p.m. So sure it'll be packed, but there's going to be several barbers there, so it'll go pretty quick.
Yeah.
So come out Sunday, especially all you people that are like, I can't find a barber. hey, here's your chance. Try to get in, and then it all goes to a good cause.
So, great. I love that. Really cool.
Yeah. Next week kicks off the NASA exhibit at the Aviation Museum. The 21st is Girls Night Out at Pink Flamingo. It's going to be a hair, tinsel, and feather party. And then we just talked about the Farm and Home Show. Can't believe that's already, like you said, coming. And then we have all kinds of Easter-related activities at the end of the month. Again, I'm going to be posting about all that probably later today. But one of my favorites, this is so cool, it's called Possum Paw, P-A-W, Easter Egg Hunt for Pups. So all the Easter eggs are going to have dog treats in them. So they're going to let the dogs go out, and they have to be on a leash, and but they're going to go out and egg hunt and get treats and just have some fun. Just a way to get the dogs out and have some fun. So it'll be on March 30th, Saturday, at Walter Johnson Park from 11 to 12. It's a $7 fee, $10 if you're out of district, and the deadline to sign up is the 22nd. So, yeah, I just think that's so much fun. But, yeah, that is happening, and several other Easter egg hunts around the community. So be looking for all that. And then that's all I guess I have for now. I don't know. There was something else I was thinking we should save the date. But,
right.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Always is something. So,
yes.
Hey, yeah. Well, some good stuff over there, Candy. If one people want to get a hold of you over the chamber, what's the best way to do that?
All right. Call me at 621-620-251-2550. Of course, stop in, get an IC, talk to me. You can email, Facebook, pretty much everything, website. So all the information I talked about today is on the community calendar. So go to our website and check out the calendar. All the flyers and the details will be on there. And so that's it.
Okay. Well, appreciate the update there, Candy. Look forward to talking again here next week.
Alrighty, thank you.
That's Candy Westbrook, director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. And we'll have more open line just minutes away here on KGGF.